Yim Shnayis Nikvois. Again, we'll do over again the last mission of Paragimel, Mishnah Dalet. Again, Mikli Yechod Mishnaimu Mishloisha Mitzorfim. This is according to Chachom Shita that if you pour Mayim Shuvim from two or three Kalim into a mikvah that has less than Aboy and so, so the mikvah still becomes possible. Only Aboy and Mitzorfim, but if you're pouring it from four different Kalim, each Kli has less than a lug of Mayim Shuvim, it's not Mitzorfim. Now, Balkeri Hachoyla, Balkeri that was sick, and you saw Keri, you saw Zerah came out of him. So there the Lochrid is a Kula that if Tisha Kabin fall over him of Mayim, he's Torah to go to learn Torah to Davin. So Shanof Lola Tisha Kabin Mayim, or else the Torah, a person that was Torah already, Shanof La Rosh Aruba Shloshi Luga Mayim Shuvim, there it's the opposite way, that a person becomes Tomei if Gimel Luga Mayim Shuvim fall on top of him. That if the Tisha Kabin water you pour over the man is from two or three kalim, it's also okay. The same thing as the Gimel Luga Mayim Shuvim fall on top of the person from three kalim, he's also tummy. But Me'arbo, if it comes from four different kalim, then we said the locher is Ein Mitzorfin. Now, B'medvar Mamurim, when was this said? That it's Mitzor from two or three kalim. B'medvar Mamurim, B'sman Shlo Niskav in the Rabbis. If you do not have intentions when you're pouring this Gimel Lugim of Mayim Shuvim into the mikveh to make the mikveh bigger, then we say it's only from two or three kalim and not from four. Avon niskavin the rabbis, but if the kavon is to pour this Mayim Shuvim into the mikveh to make the mikveh more, then afilu karativ v'chol hashona. Even if mamash a little drop you're pouring into the mikveh, or shir mu'it, that even though it takes a whole year until you get Gimel Lugim in there, still mitzdarfen l'shloish lugim. If at the end it comes out that you have now Gimel Lugim Mayim Shuvim in this mikveh before you have Aboyim Sur, then the mikveh is possible. In other words, it's only if the water falls in like not with intentions of making the mikveh bigger. Then we say needed stirruf of kalim up until three kalim. Four is not mitzdarf. But if your intentions is of pouring this water in to make the mikveh bigger, then it's mitzdarf no matter how many kalim you use and how long it takes. And now we're up to Perek Dalet. Hameniach Kalim Tachat Atzinur. If somebody puts his Kalim, his jugs, his barrels, underneath the gutter, you have a tzinur that on top of your roof, let's say the water runs down the gutter. So we're talking about now that the gutter itself is not Mekabel Tumah because it was, in other words, this gutter was first attached to the house and then they made a chakika, then they made a hole in it, like we'll see later on. So the tzinur itself, like it's not Mekabel Tumah, does not make the water or Mayim Shuvim, but now you put a barrel on the bottom here that the water is going into the barrel, so the water now becomes Mayim Shuvim. So Echad Kelim Gedolim, whether it's a big barrel, the Echad Kelim Gatanim, or it's a small barrel, Afilu Kalei Gelolim, even if it's Kelim made out of the junk from an animal. In other words, that the Kelim by itself is not Mekabel Tumah, or else Kelei Avonim, or Kelei, a jug that's made out of stone, or else Kelei Adoma, a jug that's made out of clay, even though these Kelim are not Mekabel Tumah, still, poislenes and mikvah. The water that goes inside this kalim have halacha of mayim shuvim, and therefore, if three lugim of it fall into the mikvah before you have aboyim sur, the mikvah is possible. Now, echad hameniach, somebody that puts the barrel under the gutter to let the water come in there, the echad hashachach, or whether you just forgot it there, you didn't have intentions, you just forgot it there. Kedivri beis shamay, that's halacha of beis shamay. That in both cases the water that's found inside this kelim become mayim shuvim. However, beitzilu mitarim b'shachich. Beitzilu says no, if he only forgot the barrel there. So therefore, it's called like mayim went into the kli without the das of the owner. Therefore, it's not considered mayim shuvim. And the Gemara talks about, we're talking about now in a case where you put it there before the when the skies were cloudy. So really, you thought the rain's going to come and you wanted the water to come in there. Just later, the clouds went away and you forgot it there. Seir Beis Shammai says that still it makes it Mayim Shuvim, and Mesilu says no, since Lamaisa you just forgot it there now, you didn't have das for the water to come into these barrels, the water in there is not called Mayim Shuvim. And on this the Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Meir says that Nimnu they counted Verabel Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. They came out that there were more studded, more people that passed like Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel. The Mashmu passed like Beis Shammai over here. But Umoidim they both agree B'Shecheach B'Chotzer. If you just forgot the barrel in the middle of your chotzer, shoot tor, that's tor. Because here we don't see at all that you put the barrel there for the purpose of collecting water. Like before we said, we're talking about that first it was cloudy. So So you thought the rain's going to come down, so you put the barrels there. Even the lady, you forgot it there, their Beis Shammai holds, it makes it Mayim Shuvim. But if you just put your barrel in the middle of a chotzer, for no reason like, so then if it does rain and water comes in, there you have no daf at all, even Beis Shammai agrees that the water is not called Mayim Shuvim. Amar Rabbi Yosef Gracie says no, Adayin Machlokes Mekoyim Emedis. The Machlokes is still here. And some learn the Mitzvah Rabbi Yosef argues on Rav Meir, that Rav Meir before says, Nimnu V'Rabbo Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, we pass like Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Yosef says no, we didn't pass like Beis Shammai, it's still the same Machlokes, and therefore rather we should pass like Beis Hillel, that says that even when the case where you shecheach the barrel under the gutter, still, since you didn't have das, you forgot it, it's tor, it's not called Mayim Shuvim. Mishneh Beis, HaMeniach Tavlo Tachat Atzina. Again, you have this gutter where the water is coming down, and you leave there, a tavla is a flat piece of wood. So it depends. Im yesh lo levazveis, if there's a rim around the board, so then it's called the base kibble inside, therefore it's called a kli, peselas as a mikvah. Then we say the water in here is considered mayim shuvim, and when the water then goes into the mikvah that has left an aboyim saw, it makes the mikvah posel. But v'yim lav, let's say there's no rim around this board, it's just a flat board, then ain't no peselas as a mikvah. Then the water that goes on top of the board like does not become mayim shuvim, because there's no base kibble, there's no place for the water to gather to stay in this board. It's not called a kli. What about the kofel lidoyach? If you stand the board upwards in order to wash it off with the water running down, then benkach or benkach, whether there is a rim there, whether there's not a rim around this board, ain't no peselas as a mikvah. It's not considered like a base kli, it's like a base kibble, because the way you're using it right now when you're standing it up, even though it has a rim, the water does not stay inside it. Therefore, it's not called like a base kibble right now. Therefore, the water flowing through it does not become mayim shuvim. It would not toisel, it would not pass the mikvah. Mishneh Gimel. Ha choytek batziner lekabel tzroris. Can you have this gutter here? And before you attached it to the house, you made a base kibble there. Like you made a hole on the bottom of it, and it's a place there that it could, that the tzroris, the stones that come along with the water, like will be deposited there, will stay there. So you made like a little hole there that the pebbles will fall into. So now, b'shalates, if this sinner, if the gutter is made from wood, kolshu, no matter how small the hole is, it makes it mayim shuvim. It's considered a kli right now, since you did this before you attached it to the house, and if even the lady you attach it to the house, it's still called a kli, it makes the water mayim shuvim. Uvishacheris, let's say this gutter was made from the earthly kli, from clay, then revius, then the hole has to be the size of revius in order to give it a shame, base kibble, in order to give it a shame kli, to make the water mayim shuvim. Rabbi Yasi says, after shacheris, now even though this tzinner is made from an earthly kli, still kosher, no matter how small of a hole you make there, in order to be in the kabbal, the pebbles that fall through, it gives it a shame kli, it makes the water mayim shuvim. Le'omer revius, when was it said that you have to have a bigger shear the size of revius? El abishivri kli cheris. That's some of an earthly kli that broke, and you have a piece left over that's in the kabbal of revius, then it's still considered a kli. There we need a revius. And there it's a loch, it's in the kabbal tumor or not. There you have to have a revius to give the shame, give the kli a shame kli. But over here, it has a shame kli with a small hole that would only hold a kolshu. Let's say a few pebbles that got stuck in this hole, and they're not stuck there, but they're moving around there. So then like even though they clog up the whole hole, but since the pebbles are moving around there, it's still called the hole, it's still called the base kibble, and makes the water mayim shuvim. What about yorad l'soichai offer of a nichfash? Let's say some dirt gets stuck in the hole also, that now makes the pebbles stay there, like stuck in there, they're not moving around. So then kosher. That like takes away the hole, as if there's no hole there anymore, and therefore it's not called the base kibble, so the water becomes kosher. Now the new water that flows through is not mayim shuvim, it's kosher lemikvah. Silon, if you have a pipe like, shutzar mikan, it's thin on one end, or mikan on the other end. For rochav min emsa, in the middle of the pipe, is a little bit wider. So when the water flows through this pipe, there is like a little base kibble there that the stones could get stuck there. Still the rochav is in the poisel. It's not, doesn't pass for the mikvah, it's not called really a base kibble, the v'neishle nasa la kabbalah, it wasn't really made to accept anything, since it just flows straight through. Like the whole purpose that there's little indentions in this pipe is only that the water should flow through it faster, but not for the purpose of letting anything stay there. Therefore, it's not called the base kibble. It does not make the water mayim shuvim. Here, Mishnah Dalet. Mayim shuvim. If you have water that was fetched in a kli, umei shaman and regular rainwater, that's kosher lemikvah. Now, shenis orvu b'chotzer. Both of these waters got mixed up together in the chotzer. Really, the slav dafka got mixed up, we'll soon see, but it was both in the chotzer before it went into the mikvah. Or else of uka, that's like a hole in the ground. Or else the Amayla Tamora, on the steps of the Mora where the mikvah is, on top of the mikvah on the side, like there was gathered together Mayim Shuvim and Megishamim. And now both water like flowed into the mikvah, but it's called Hamshoche, it was flowing on the ground first, like at least three tvachim, before it came into the mikvah. So then the loch is Imroiz Min HaKosher. If you have, let's say, 20 saw of Mayim Geshamim and a drop more, means Rove of the Aboyim saw comes from rainwater, then kosher. Even though you have 19 saw of mayim shuvim coming into the mikveh, even though you don't have aboyim saw yet, but since the mayim shuvim is coming in with hamshacha, hamshacha means it's flowing, it's rolling on the ground before it comes into the mikveh. So that's a taira for mayim shuvim. Now it's mayim shuvim, the psul is, it's water that was fetched by a person or in a kli. It's not called like water by itself in the mikveh. But now if you pour it onto the ground, and it rolls on the ground three tefachim, and then goes into the mikvah, that's called hamshacha, that's matayr the mayim shuvim, as long as you have rov megishamim. But let's say v'im rov min apsul, let's say now you have 21 saw of this mayim shuvim, then even though it's flowing into the mikvah on the ground, still it's possible. What about mechza? You have 20 saw of mayim shuvim and 20 saw of rainwater, it's also possible. The aim was say, when do we say when you have rov, Sherim, you have 21 saw of the gshamim, of the rainwater, then even though you have 19 saws of mayim shuvim that is kosher, when is this said, this man shem is ovim actually yigila mikvah? When they got mixed up, like I said before, lavdaka got mixed up, but if the water flowed from outside the mikvah, like with hamshach into the mikvah, it went and flowed along the ground at least three tefachim before it came into the mikvah. But hoyu makalchim b'teich hamayim, let's say this mayim shuvim was dripping downwards directly into the mikvah, then im yadua shenofel toichay aboyim so mayim sherim. If you know for sure that first the mikvah had aboyim so sherim of rainwater, actually yor l'toichay shloshim lugim mayim shuvim kosher. If you know for sure that before gimel lugim mayim shuvim fell in, there was aboyim so, that's the cloud, the mikvah is always kosher. But the imlav, if gimel lugim went into this mikvah before it had aboyim so, then posel. Then it has a psul of mayim shuvim. In other words, this halach is only if it had hamshacha. If it flow on the ground, three tefachim, then it becomes Torah. But if it didn't flow on the ground, it just went straight into the mikvah, then that's the regular halach of mayim shuvim, passed the mikvah with gimel lugim. Mishnehei. Hashoikes shebasela. You have a stone in the ground, and there's a hole carved out in the stone itself. And the stone is still mechurba, still attached to the ground. The loch is ein memalim imenu. You're not allowed to fill up water from a mayin, from a well, in order to make a kiddush of the efer of the porah there. Like the loch is, you have to fetch water from the mayin, and then the water has to be in a kli, and in there you can put the ashes of the efer of the porah. But here it's not considered a kli. This stone still attached to the ground. The same thing v'ein mekachim boi. You can't put the efer inside it. Not only can't you fetch the water with this, but you also, after you fetch the water with the kli from a well, you can't pour it into this shekes to make the kiddush over there. For the same reason, it's not called the kli. And also, v'yein mazim imenu. Like after you make the efer, the efer of the paraduma, and you pour it into the water, now you're ready to be mazah, you have to be mazah, spritz it from a kli. So again, you can't put it in the shekes and spritz it from here. It's not called the kli. And also, v'yein etzrich etzamet posel. Let's say this shakaz, this hole in the stone, is inside a house where there's a mace there. Now anything inside this stone, as long as you have a cover on top of it, even though it's not sealed down tight, it's tahor. There's a loch of its summit postel is only on top of a kli. But here it's not called the kli, so it'll be tahor as long as it's covered up. And also, v'yein epaselet ha-samikvah. The water that's in this shakaz, in the hole in the stone, since the stone is not called the kli, it does not become mayim shuvim. Now if the water goes into the mikvah, the mikvah is kosher. What about hoysa kli? Let's say first you had a stone that you pulled out of the ground So it has a shankli on it. And there's a hole in this stone. So therefore this stone is usable to be a kli to receive water. Now the chibra besid. Now you attach this stone back onto the ground with lime. The locher is mimalin boy, it's not mevatel the shankli, it's still called the kli. So therefore you're allowed to use it now to fetch the water from the mayim to be used to make the paradum, to make the efer, to mix the efer, the paraduma. Umekachim boy, if you want, even if you collected the water someplace else, you can now put the water in this hole in the stone and put the efer parah there. In other words, it's still called the kli. Umazimimeno, even if you made this in a different kli, now you could pour it into this stone and spritz it from the stone. It's called a kli. If this kli now, this stone is inside a room where there's a mace there, the only way things inside will be tor if it's a tight sealed or covering. You should know the mace that's called a kli. When you have water in this stone, now if that water falls into the mikveh, if it's gimel lugim, this water would make the mikveh posel. What about mikveh milmata? Again, you have this stone that you detach from the ground, so it has a shem kli on it. Even though you attach it again back to the ground, it's still called a kli. Now if there's a hole on the bottom of this stone that the water flows out, if the hole is on the side, and no water stays inside it because the water runs out, so then kshera. Then it's not called mayim shuvim when this water would fall into the mikveh, it'd still be kosher. Now, but for kama yehei b'nekev, how big does this hole have to be to take away the shame kli from it? That's not called mayim shuvim. So locher is kishpoferes hanoid. That's like the size of a tube that you put on top of a bottle. The kid says the width of two fingers. If you put your two fingers in, you can turn your two fingers around. That's big enough to make it a shferes hanoid that from a bottle takes away the shame kli. Amr Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserah said that the Maisa b'Shoikes Yehu, there's a story with this type of a stone that had a hole inside it, carved out a hole inside it, carved out a place where it could receive water, that was in Yehu, that was in Yerushalayim, Shehoisa b'Yerushalayim, v'Yisenekuva k'Shferas Hanoit, that the Maisa, the hole of it, was the size of two fingers going around it. They're like a pipe. Now, v'Hoyu kol ha'tayrish of Yerushalayim nata sagaba. All the Tyrus of Yerushalayim was made with this water. As we said before, that's Mavatul the Shem Kli from it. It's not called Mayim Shuvim, and therefore it's called the good. It's called the water is still Torah. Some of Parshim, when we're talking about now, if this water is attached to the mikveh, with the Kishveros Hanoid, that's Palocha. Anything that's attached to the mikveh, that has an attachment, the hole there, the pipe attaching it to the side of the Kishveros Hanoid, it becomes a chilek of the mikveh. Therefore, now the water inside this stone could be used to be tevil there. We're also talking about mayim shuvim, but in both cases, it's still kosher. V'sholchu b'shamay, but Meshamay heard about this, he said, u'b'chasu, he said, no, it's not wide enough. He made it even wider. The hole was not wide enough. It was only k'shver osanoid. She b'shamay yomim, because b'shamay shiter is, ad shi yipoches ruba. The hole has to be the majority of the kli. It has to be big enough that the majority of the kli has a hole in it. That's mevatel b'shem kli. That makes the chibur to a mikveh. But if the hole is less than roiv of the kli, according to Vesham, it's still called the kli for mayim shuvim, and it won't be enough to be mechabrit to the mikveh. However, we always paskan like Basil here, that as long as the hole is kishveres hanoid, that's mevatel b'shem kli, and this is also a shiur to be mechabrit to mikveh, to make it become part of the mikveh. You're up to Perakei. Mayon, you have a well, Shehaviru agabi hashoikis, that the water now went through the shoikis that we had before. That's the stone that's hollowed out, that has a base kibble in the stone. And we're talking about that you took this stone out, so it's called a kli, and now you put it back down in the ground. So the water going into this hollow stone becomes mayim shuvim. Therefore, puzzle, this water now, even though it's coming from the mayim, from the well water, and the water is a straight flow, it's still attached really to the well water. But since now it's going into this shoykes, into this hollowed out stone, it's called a kli, it's called mayim shuvim. What about heviru agabe sofa kol shehu? That when the water flows into this hollow part of the stone, not all the well water goes into the stone, but some part of the well water just goes on the sofa, goes on the rim, like on the side of the stone. Now that water does not go into the stone, so that water still remains tor, it's still called the mayim water. Therefore, kolshu, even if only a drop, a little bit of the water, goes on the side, on the rim of the shakas, does not go into the shakas, So then that little bit of water that doesn't go in remains kosher. Therefore, kosher chutzalo, the water now that flows out of the shakas and it flows further, since there's a drop of mayan water there, the mayan water is mitayer, the mayan shuvim. Like the Mishnah says, shahamayan mitayer b'cholshu. Because the mayan, well water, is mitayer even a kolshu, even without a boim so. Therefore, since there's still some drop of kosher or mayan going through, and later it mixes into this other water, so it takes off the psul of mayim shuvim, therefore all the water is kosher. What about haviru agave brecha v'hivsiku? So if you let this well water, the mehamayin, run into a brecha, into a puddle, into a hole in the ground, and v'hivsiku, the water stopped now from the flow of the mayim, of the well water, now you just have the water still in this pit. So locher is hareyu kemikvah. Now the water here has a locher like a mikvah. And we know mikvah water is only mitayir if you have haboyim so, and also only when it's still mechonosim and not when it's traveling. Whereas mehamayim, the water from a well, it's mitayir even when it's traveling, even when it's zeichlin, and also even though you have less than haboyim so. So that's only when it's attached to the well. But here that the well water stopped flowing, it's only the water now that emptied out into the brecha that's locher like a mikvah. What about chosev himshichu? Let's say now again you let the flow of the well flow through and through. Now new water is flowing into this brecha, into this puddle now, into this hole of water. So the locher is posul azovim, a zav cannot go to be tovel here, because the zav has to only be tovel in the mayim chaim in the mayim. For la mitzaroyim and mitzar also. Well, the kaddish mehem mechatesh, you cannot use this water to be mekaddish and mechatesh. Ad sheyeda, until you know for sure, sheyotzu horishonim, that the first water that was in this brecha went out. In other words, you have a flow again from the mei mayim, and it's not stopping. So when the water goes through now, that mei mayim water is kosher for these things. But there's still some water on the bottom of the hole that was there from before. So when you could be mishari that all the old water left this hole, and the water in it now is only from the new flowing water from the mayim, and the mayim is still flowing, then it would have a locha like a mayim. It could be mitayir even for these things. Mishnah Beis, haviru agabe kelim. Let's say let the water of a mayim of a well go through on top of kelim, on top of utensils, and on top of the sides of the kelim. It's not inside the kli, but just went through over the rim of the kelim, so never really became mayim shuvim. Oy agabe south leros, it goes on top of a chair. Now a chair has no base kibble to it, so it doesn't make the water mayim shuvim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, hareyu kamoi shehoyu. That's the same halacha like it was before. The kitzur, it's still called a mayim, and therefore still kosher if anything a mayim is kosher for. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, hareyu kamikvah. It only has halacha like a mikvah. Since it went on top of the kelim, it lost its halacha of a mayim, and therefore it's only mitayr like mei mikvah, where it's aboyim so, and where it's ashbarim, where it's staying still. But when the water is on top of the kli, then you should not be toivel. And who are then on top of the chair? Who are then on top of the kelim? Here it's a gzeira, because we're afraid shem yatzel b'toich kelim, b'toich kelim. If you come to be toivel when the water is on top of the kli, on top of the rim, we're afraid maybe who are then people think you could be toivel inside a kli also. So if even though the water is still kosher, but it's only to be kosher to be used when it flows away, but not when it's still on top of the kli. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Mayon shehu moshe kanozel. You have a mayon well that the water flows over now and spreads out into very small streams. Kanadol, that's like a sheret kamah that has a lot of feet to it. So it looks like a sheret that has a lot of feet. In other words, spreads out in a lot of different small streams. Now, ribo olav himshichu, even though the mayon itself is flowing, let's say you add a lot of mayon shuvim to this water. And because of that, the water even flows further. So the locher is hareyu kumashoyu. It still has a locher like a mayim. Since the mayim itself is also flowing water, even though by you adding into it mayim shuvim, it even flows a little bit further, it's like bottle to the mayim. It still has a locher like a mayim that it's a mitayr even though it's moving, and also with a kol shu. What about hoyu oimit? Let's say this mayim like stopped. It spread out into all different small streams, but then the streams just stopped. And now the riba olav, now you add on a lot of more mayim shuvim to it. You make it flow now. So the locher is shovala mikvah l'tayiv ashbarim. Since this water, the flow of the mayim stopped, and now because of this mayim shuvim, you're making it move, it's not mitayiv when it's moving. It's only mitayiv like a mikvah when the water stands still. That's called shovala mikvah l'tayiv ashbarim. It's only mitayiv when it stands still. But ulamayin, it still has a loch like a mayim water here, like a well water, lahatful boy the kolshu. And even though you do not have a boyim store here, you only have less than a boyim store, it's also mitayir. This is really like we had in the first parak, Mishnah Zayin, that it said over there that the mayin, shemayim of muwatim, if you have a mayin has a little bit of water, for rabu all of mayim shuvim, he had a lot of mayim shuvim into it. It said over there that it was shovel a mikvah a tayyeh vashbur. It has a loch like a mikvah now. It's only mitayr when the water stays still. Or lamayin lahatzol by the kolshu. It has loch like a mayin though, still that it could be mitayr with the kolshu. That's our loch over here also. Then Mishnah Dalit says, kol hayamim, all the oceans, kemikvah. Has a loch like a mikvah, Tanakama holds. Not like a mayin, it's not mitayr flowing, only like a mikvah. Shenema, the pasuk says, or the mikvah, hamayim kori yamim. To a mikvah of water, it's called yamim. You see, all the oceans have a loch like a mikvah. It's only mitayr when the water is staying still, and not when the water is flowing, and you have to have a boyim saw. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, hayom ha-godol kemikvah. He holds no, only the yam ha-godol, the Mediterranean Sea, that's called like a mikvah. Because lo nema yamim, elo sheyesh boi mine yamim harbe. It's only called the yamim, something has from a lot of different places. Some say this is the yam ukainis. In other words, he holds only the yam ukainis, yam ha-godol, that's called like a mikvah. When the pasuk says, olu mikvah ha-mayim mashma, there are a lot of different types of waters there. Then it's called like a mikvah. But just a regular flowing with a regular ocean, then we consider it like a mayan, that it would be mitayr even when it's flowing. However, Rabbi Yasi says, kol hayamim, all the oceans, mitayr in bezeichlin. They all have this type of halacha, like a mayan, like a well water, that it's mitayr even though the water is flowing. That's called kol hayamim, mitayr in bezeichlin. But if sulun lazovim, ulumitzaroyim, ulakadish mem mechatis, he just holds it's not called mayim chayim. Mayim chayim is only well water, but shmashenkin ocean water is possible for a zav or for a mitzvah, or else to use that water to mekadesh the mechatzis to make from the ether of the paraduma. Because in these cases here we have to have mayim chayim, and mayim chayim is only called from well water that's noiva, not from the ocean that's not called mayim chayim.
Yeah, now we're up to Mishnah Hey. Hazoichalin kemayin. Any water that's running, in other words, the river water, when it's running, it has locha, could be metayer, like a mine, like a well, even though the water is running. V'ha noitfen, however, that noitfen means rainwater. When it comes down, kamikva, it has a locha like a mikvah. That it's only metayer if it's stable, staying still, not if it's running, not if it's moving. Now, heyed Rebbe Tzadik al ha-zoichlin, Rebbe Tzadik said edus, on a case of zoichlin, that's running water, in other words, let's say you have a river. Shirabu al ha-noitfen, even though there's a lot of rainwater that came into the river, but as long as there's more zoichlin, then noitfin, shem ksherim, still is kosher, even though the river is still flowing. Because even though a lot of rainwater came in, as long as there's still more river water than rainwater, it's mitayir, even though the water is traveling. Then the Mishnah says, v'noitfin, that means let's say you have rainwater that went into a mikvah that was standing still, shasoin zoichlin, now something happened, the water started to flow out. Let's say there's a crack in the mikvah, and the water is moving, starts to flow out. So right now the mikvah is possible because the water is moving. So the Lacha Rebbe Tanakhama holds that Saimech, you could stop the flow of water, afilu makel, even with a stick, afilu kon, even with a reed, and afilu zov izova, even a zov and a zova could stay there to stop the water from flowing out. And therefore, yored v'tevel, whoever wants to go into the mikvah. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. In other words, whoever wants to stop the flow, it'll be okay. However, Rabbi Yossi says no, that kol dover shu makabel tumah, anything that's makabel tumah like a kli, or else pshita, zav and azava, ain maschil and boy, you cannot use them to stop the flow of the mikvah. It has to be stopped by something that's not makabel tumah. But a kli or a person that's tamei, they cannot be there to stop the flow of the water. We still consider this mikvah as if it's flowing, therefore it's possible to be table there. The Mishnah Vov, Gal Shenitlash, a gal like a wave from the ocean that jumped up and came out of the ocean. Ovoya boim so, and there's a boim so on this big wave. Salocher is Vinofal al Odom, this wave now of water that has a boim so falls on top of an Odom. Viala Kalim, or also falls on top of Kalim that was Tomei, or the person was Tomei, Terim, to become Tor. And some said as well, according to Rabbi Yosef, we have before that holds that the ocean has a locha like a mine, it's mitire even when the water is zoichlin running. So here also, since this wave of water came out from the ocean, it could be mitire even when it's traveling. So therefore, when it comes down, agave odom or agave kalim, it's mitire them. But still, here we have to have aboyim so, even though in a mayan you don't need aboyim so, here you need aboyim so, because since it was detached from the ocean, it like was nitlash, mimokim chiburoi, therefore here you still have to have aboyim so. Now the Mishnah says that kolmokim sheish by aboyim so, toivlu no madvilin. Any place we have aboyim so of water, if it's not mayim shuvim, you could be toivul there, or madvilin, you could put kalim in there also. All right, turn over. Now the Mishnah says again, if you have aboyim so, so you could be toivul there. Then the Mishnah adds on becharitzin uveneitzin uvefarsas achamor hamurebes bebika. Now, any type of a hole that you have these 40 soin is kosher lemikvah. Charitzin, that's where the mega shom comes down and it gets in the chafira, that's square. Whereas neitzin, that's a little bit wider above and narrower in the bottom. Or parsas chamor, also a guma, a hole that was made in the bika by the parsas chamor, by the donkey's feet. So the kids, if you have a hole that you have a boim sort of water there, it's kosher to be table there. Now, Beishami says matvilin bechardlis. You could be table in a chardlis. And Beisilaimrim ain matvilin. No, you cannot be table in a chardlis. Now a chardlis, that's a flow of rainwater when it's coming down from the mountain. So even though the rainwater is traveling, still Beishami says you could be table if there's a boim saw there in this stream of water flowing down. Beitzilu says no, ain matvilin boy, in this flow of rainwater that's coming down from the mountain, because it's not standing still, it's moving, therefore it's possible in mikvah. However, Moedim, Beitzilu agrees though, Shugoida Kalim, you ought to like surround this water with Kalim to make it stationary, to make it stay still. Therefore, Beitzilu Bim, then you ought to be Beitzilu there. But the Kalim Shugoda Behem Lehutflu, the kalim that you're using around on the side to make a mechitza, to make the wall for the mikvah, those do not become tor, because only the inside of the kalim like is touching the mikvah water. The outside of the water, since that water is still flowing, that water is not kosher le mikvah, therefore the kalim are still tummy. However, inside the kalim, that's surrounded by the inside this wall that's made by kalim, since inside the wall the water is standing still, and it's megishomim, then it would be kosher le mikvah. Yeah, Perek Vov. Kol ha-mu'urov la-mikvah. Any type of a gathering of water that's attached to the mikvah. So k'mikvah has the same halacha like a mikvah. Even though this attachment doesn't have haboyim so, but as long as like the waters are attaching to the mikvah, so therefore you could be tevel in this water also. What about choyrei ha-moro? Let's say there's a hole on the, let's say, the wall of the moro of the cave where the mikvah is in. There's a crack on the side of the wall where the mikvah is, and there's water there. Also, matvilum behem kemosh heim, you'll have to be tevel there as much as there. Like even though there's not a boim so, but again, since this water is attached to the mikvah, it's considered like the mikvah could be tevel there. Now, what about ukas hamora? That's like a hole on the side of the mikvah. Outside the mikvah, there's a hole there. That's called ukas hamora. Sein matvilim bo, you can't be tovel in the water over there, like we're talking about, it's less than aboyim so, elim kem hoysa nekuva, unless there's a hole, like an attachment, like a pipe attaching this two bodies of water, the mikvah and the water on the side, kishkuferas hanoid, like the pipe that's wide enough that two fingers could go around inside it. If you have that size hole attaching the two waters, that's called the good hashoka, that makes it attached to the mikvah, then you can be tevel in that water also. Even though there's like a mechitza wall in between, but since there's a hole attaching the two of them, the size that two fingers could turn around in it, that's the connection of these two bodies of water. Omer Rav Yudi says, Amosai, when was this said? Bizman shi mamedis atzma, when it could stand up by itself. Avol im eino mamedis atzma, if it can't stand up by itself, then matvilim bo kmo shehi. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, like, when do we say this ukat hamora needs a shear, there has to be a connection of a shofaros hanoid, only if the wall between the mikveh and this other body of water is a strong wall. That's called a medes meyatzma. The wall could stand up by itself. But if the wall is very weak, about to fall in, it can't really stand up by itself, then that's not called a wall. And therefore, by itself, like the two waters are considered attached, even though there's not the size of kesheras hanoid, a pipeline opening there, that wide. Mishnah Beis, Deli, if you have this, like a pitcher, Shehumole Kalim, that's inside it is full of other Kalim, other small utensils. Vet Vilon, and you put them all now into the mikvah. So the locher is Arei Elu Torim. All of them become Tor, even the vessels inside this Deli. Now the Chiddush is over here, even though this, we're talking about with this Deli, the first pitcher was also Tomei. Now it was tummy, so you have to have a tefillah done to it. So therefore all the kelim inside it, when the water goes into this kli, it's all considered attached to the mikveh. And the chiddush is, even though on the opening of this pitcher, it's very, very narrow, it's not even the size of two fingers could go around there, it's not even the size of a kishveferes hanoid, still when the water goes inside it, it's still called attached to the mikveh, and the water is metaya, the kelim inside it. Since the outer kli also needs a tefillah of a mikvah. However, v'yim loy toval, but let's say the outer kli was tohor, that does not have to go into the mikvah, then, ein hamayim urovim, then when the water goes inside the kli, it's not really considered attached to the mikvah. To say like the mikvah now is inside this kli, so you can be mitayer the kelim inside it, achiyu murovim kishferos hanoid, unless there's an opening by the opening of this a pitcher, that the opening is at least the size of a kishveras hanoid. Then we say that's the size to attach two bodies of water. Therefore, it's considered the water inside like it's still attached to the mikvah. Therefore, it's metayer the kelim inside. Mishnah Gimel. Shloisha mikvois. If you have three mikvois, one next to another. Bezeh esrim sa, the first one has 20 sa only. Uvezeh esrim sa. Uvezeh esrim sa. Mayim shuvim. And like the third bor, the third mikvah, that has 20 saw of mayim shufim. So you have 1, 2, 3. And the third one, that has the 20 saw of mayim shufim. Now, and it says like, v'hashoyuv min hatzad. The one that has the 20 saw of mayim shufim, that's on the side. Now, v'yordu shloisha v'tovlu b'hen. Three people went down to these three different pools of water. V'nisarvu. And since they went into the mikvah, like they raised the level of the water, and now all three waters are touching one to another, amuruf. So lochri is hamikvoyis tohrim. All three mikvahs now are tor. Viha tovlim tohrim. And the tovlim, the people that went in there, is also tor. In other words, since like these two mikvahs are touching one another, it becomes attached to the mikvah. So first we consider like you have 40 saw of mayim tohrim. And then it's attached to the one that has 20 saw of mayim shuvim, that's like now considered attached to the mikvah, and therefore that also becomes tohor. So the chiddush here is we look as if first the outer two mikvahs became attached one to another, so then you have 40 saw of mayim tohrim, you have a good mikvah, and then we look as if the third mikvah that has the mayim shuvim is attached now to our boim saw, therefore all three of them is kosher. What about Hashohov b'yemtza, let's say the middle bor, the middle mikvah, that's the one that has 20 saw of mayim shuvim. Then v'yordu shleisha, three people go down, each one to this different boris. In other words, there are like three holes, one next to another. And again, each one of them only has 20 saw of mayim. So here the outer two have mayim ksherim, and the middle one has mayim shuvim. V'tovlu b'hem, now these three people went down into these three different holes, and went to be tovlu in them. Finisarvu, and they raised the level of the water, so the water came up above the hole, and now all three of them are touching one another. So lochriz hamikvoyis kemoishahoyu. The mikvah remains the way it was before, it's still possible. We don't consider it a good mikvah. And the atovlin kemoishahoyu, the people that went into the mikvah, since they were tummy before, they remain tummy. In other words, we do not consider this like a good tefillah. Since the mikvah that has shov was in the middle, so we say like there's no aboyim so, the outer one is being connected to the middle one, that's not a good mikvah because it has mayim shuvim here, and the other outer one is being connected to the middle one again, so both of them cannot be tor
because there's no connection of aboyim sof mayim torim. It's only with 20 sof mayim shuvim. Therefore, the three mikvoros remain posel, and the people also remain tamei.
Yeah, Mishnah Dalad hasfoig. If you have a sponge, if you had the li, or you have this pitcher, that the opening is very, very narrow. It's less than kushferas hanoid. Shehoyu ben shloish lugim mayim. You had inside this three lugim of mayim shuvim. V'noflu la mikvah, and it fell into a mikvah that the mikvah does not have yet aboyim so. So really, in such a case of gimel lugim mayim shuvim fall into the mikvah is posel. But here the chiddush is loy paslu. The mikvah does not become posel. Why? Shloyamru ella shloish lugim shenoflu. It was only said if three lugim of mayim shuvim fall into the mikvah. But it has to be that the water is detached from where it was before, and now it fell into the mikvah. Here that the whole sponge fell into the mikvah, the water is not outside the sponge, so we do not consider as if this water fell into the mikvah, even though it's attached to the mikvah. And the same thing with this deli. Since the opening is less than the shveras hanoid, we do not consider as if the water fell into the mikvah, but rather the water was only inside the kli, therefore it does not pass all the mikvah. Yeah, Mishnah Hey, Hashido v'hateva shabiyam. You have, let's say, like a chest or a big box that's inside the ocean. Now, ein matvilum behem. You're not allowed to be tovel inside this box that's inside the ocean or inside the chest. Elin kein hoyu nekuvin kishveferas hanoid. Unless there was a hole on the side of the chest, the size of the hole was at least kishveferas hanoid, that two fingers will be able to turn around in there. And then, if you have such a hole, then we consider like the water inside the box, and the yam is connected one to the other, therefore it's kosher to be tovel inside the box, because the water inside is like bottle, becomes a chelik of the yam, then you could be tovel. But if not, you cannot be tovel, you can't go inside the box, take the tovel in the water inside the box. We have Yehuda, says it depends. The kli godel, if this box or chest is a very big one, then you need arbor tvochim. Then the hole has to be at least arbor tvochim. That's how big the hole has to be to connect the two waters. Uve cotton, let's say you have a small kli, that roiv of the kli is not even 4 tvochim, then ruboy, all you have to have, the hole has to be roiv, the majority of the height of the kli, that's how much of a hole you have to have. What about imhoya sak or kupa? Let's say you have a sack or you have a basket, and that's inside the yam, inside the ocean. So madbilum behem kemoshehem, you're allowed to be tevel inside the way they are, even though they're shleimim, they're complete, even though they have no hole in them. Mifnei shehamayim arovim, because the water gets mixed up. But the pshat is, this type of a sack or this type of a basket has a lot of holes in them. Even though each hole by itself maybe is not the size of a gashferos hanoid, but since bechlal the whole basket is holy, therefore it's considered an attachment. It's considered mu'rav with the yam, and therefore the water inside is also kosher letfila. What about hoyu nisunim etachas hatzinor? Let's say you take this sack or this basket and you put it underneath a gutter where the water is dripping down, so the kitzur of the water comes into this kelim. Einam poislam es a mikvah. Then if this water like flows into the mikvah does not become posel. In other words, it's not called mayim shuvim. Since the water cannot stay in these kelim, the water just runs right out. Like we say now, this basket here has a lot of holes in it. So therefore it's not called mayim shuvim. The mikvah will not become posel because of it. Elamat vilu noison, you'll have to be tovel them, umala noison kedarkon. In other words, let's say in the case that this sack or this kupa was tamei, so you're allowed to put it into the mikvah. That's elamad vilu noison. You're allowed to be tovel them, put them into the mikvah. And here it says umalin oison kedarkon. When you lift them up, take them out of the mikvah, you're allowed to pick them up in a normal manner. In other words, we'll see later on if the kli would have been shalem, a complete jar, let's say that doesn't have any holes in it. Then the lochri, let's say you have a mikvah of aboyim so mitzumsim. So now when you put this jar into the mikvah, so let's say water goes into the jar. Now, if you start picking up the jar straight up, so then the water inside the jar becomes like mayim shuvim once you pick it up out of the mikvah. And if the mikvah only had exactly aboyim so, when you pick up this jar, the mikvah becomes posel, because it's left an aboyim so. Now, when you pour the water back, it's called you're pouring mayim shuvim, therefore the mikvah will remain posel. So in such a case, the etzer is to pick up the kli upside down.
that it never gets a shame mayim shuvim. However, the Mishnah is saying over here, since this sack and this kupa has holes in them, so that the water inside it is not considered mayim shuvim, therefore when you are toipul, when the sack itself is tummy, and you have to put it into the mikvah, when you pick it up, you're allowed to pick it up straight, even though there's water inside it, because that water does not have a psul of mayim shuvim. Since it's very holy, the water just drips down, therefore it's not called mayim shuvim.
Mishnah Vov, Gistro Sheba Mikvah.
A Gistro, that's like a kli cheris, a big earthly kli, that on the side of it, near the rim, there was holes there. It was a little bit broken. So now, Gistro Sheba Mikvah, this Gistro, this big earthly kli, is like inside the mikvah, and it's sticking out on top. The top part of the rim of the kli is on top of the mikvah, just on the part where there's a hole, where it's cracked there, that part, like, is attached to the water inside, it's attached to the mikvah. Therefore, the hidvilu bosa kelim. If you put some kelim, small kelim that was tamei, inside this big earthly kli, tiharumi tumasam. Lamaisa, the kelim inside this water becomes tor. Because since this kli, like really the water above the rim, where there's a hole there, is attached to the mikvah water. So therefore, the water inside this kli is considered like mikvah water. Therefore, when you put your kelim tameim inside the kli, the water is metayirit. That's called tiharumi tumasam. Avol temeyim al gav kli cheres. But you should know when you start lifting up the kelim, since the water, true, where there's a hole on the rim, it's attached to the mikvah. But when you start picking up the kli above that hole, there's still the rest of the rim of the kli around it. So it comes out that these kelim is inside the avir of the kli cheres. It's inside the air of the kli cheres, which if the kli cheres is tamei, it's metamei anything inside its avir. So therefore, the avot tameim agabi kli cheres. The kelim you pick up become tamei because of the kli cheres itself. But what about the mahoyu hamayim tsofim agab of kol shein? Let's say the water inside, like was full to the top, all the way on top of the rim, that even came a drop above the rim. So therefore, the mikvah water is all the way up to the top of the kli. So kol zaman the kli is inside the mikvah water, it's tor. When you lift up the kli out of the water, it's above, it's on top of the kli, it's on top of the rim. So therefore, it's never considered inside the avir of the kli cheres to become tamei, therefore they remain tohirim. Now what about the mayon hayotze min ha-tanar? Let's say there was a well underneath a tanar, underneath an oven. The Gemara times used to like build an oven on top of the floor, and on the bottom of the floor there was a mayon. Now we're talking about that this tanar was tamei, and again it's a tanar of the kli cheres. So even the avir inside on the air of the kli is also tamei. So what's going to be now? The yorad v'tovel b'toichoi. A person went down to this mayan to be table himself, and then he comes up. So loch is who tor? He remains tor, even though he goes through the avir of the kli cheres. But an avir, the air of the kli cheres, is not metame an odom. It's only metame kelim at most, but not an odom. Therefore, the odom remains tor. But the yodov tameis, his hands become tamei. Because the law is a person's hands, the chomer will gozer upon them, that they're makabel tumah from the mayim that's tamei. So when you start picking up your hands, the water becomes tamei because of the tanner. Since the water now is inside the kli cheres, it's inside the avra of the kli cheres, the water on your body becomes tamei. But even though the water becomes tamei, it does not metame the yodim. Only his yodayim, that's the tumah with rabbanin, that your hands become tamei. So therefore your hands remain tamei. What's going to be v'imhoyu agab of rum yodov? Let's say the water goes straight through the tanner, and even a drop above the tanner, that even above the tanner, still there's water on top of the tanner, the height that your hands could fit into it. Then we say af yodov tahiris. Even your hands are also tor, because when you bring up your hands out of the tanner, there's still water on top of it. It's like your hands is like being table in that water, therefore your hands remain a tor. But if there'll only be water inside the kli, even though it'll be filled to the top, still your hands would become tamei. So the difference between the reisha and the sefer is like this. In the reisha, when you have your kli cheres kelim that you're putting inside it, so kelim, it does not become tamei. Like kelim do not become tamei from the avir of a kli cheres. An avir of a kli cheres is only like a rishin atuma, and kelim is only mekabel tuma from an avat tuma. Therefore, in the ratio when the kelim were in the kli cheres, if the kelim,
So therefore, it only depends upon the water. Like if all the water is inside the kli cheres, so then when you bring up the keli, so part of the water is in the avir of the kli cheres above the mikvah. So therefore, that water becomes tameh, and the water is matama the kelim. But if the level of the water in the reisha goes above the kli, then the water was never detached, like to become part of the avir of the kli cheres. The water never became tameh. Therefore, the kli remains tor. But in the sefer, here we're talking about a nodim. A nodim, now it's like this. The yadayim, a person's hands, could become tameh from the avir of the kli cheres. This tumim of the rabbanon applies. So kol zaman the hands are inside the avir of the kli cheres, even though it's inside the water also, so what? Like even though the water is full to the top, but your hands, it becomes tameh inside the avir of the kli cheres. The only way it could become tor is if on top of the kli, on top of the avir of the kli cheres, there's some water there. Like the water, the level rises even above the kli. Then we say when you take your hands out of the kli, so then your hands become tor from the water that's on top of the kli. But kozaman, there's no water on top of the kli. Only the water inside the kli, your hands become tameh through the avir of the kli cheres. That's the chilk between the reisha and the sefer. Yeah, Mishneh Zayin. Erev mikvois. When you want to mix two mikvois together, there are two like bodies of water. Let's say where both of them do not have aboyim so, just together you have aboyim so. So the locher is kishvuferes hanoid. You have to have like a hollow tube connecting the two of them, which is again is kovya ukechalolo kishteyetz boyes chayz reislam koimam. That the opening has to be at least the shear that two fingers could get in there and turn around. If you have a connecting pipe or the connection between the two mikvois is that wide, so therefore it's okay. That's called a ear of mikvois. But if the connecting is less than that, it's less than the size of two fingers could go in there, then it's possible. What about sofik kishvuferos hanoid? Sofik sheinu kishvuferos hanoid? Let's say you have a doubt whether this connection is wide enough that two fingers can fit in there or not. Now the actual lashon of kishvuferos hanoid, that's like the hole on top of a water bottle. In other words, the opening on a water bottle has to be this size that two of its pores could get in there. So let's say you have a doubt whether it's wide enough or not. So locher is emsula. Then if you go into the mikvah, it's possible. Mifnei shi minatera, because this halacha that the connection has to be at least as wide as two etzbois, that's midiraisa. So sofik midiraisa, you have to go to chumra. V'chein the same halacha kizayis menames. If you have a doubt whether there's a kizayis of a mace here or not, if there is, you tummy midiraisa, if not, not. Rosh kizayis menanevela, if you have a sofik whether there's exactly a kizayis of a nevela, or maybe less. Rosh chadosha minhasheretz. If you have less, if you have a sofik, whether you have less of the size of a lentil of a sheretz, which is each shiurim are also shiurim yudiraisa. So whenever you have a sofik in a diraisa, you have to go to chumra. Therefore, when a chumra, you still tummy. Now the Mishnah says, kol sheyamid bishvoferos hanoid. Anything that will stay there, now we have this connecting pipe between the two mikvois, if something gets stuck there, some amayito, then it takes away from the shvir of the shear of shteyat's voice. Let's say some pebbles or some dirt gets stuck there, so it takes away from the shear. Now, if two fingers cannot go around in it, it would be possible. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, kol shu mibriyas hamayim, any creature that's created in the water itself, so locher is tor, it's like part of the water of the mikvah, and therefore if it gets stuck in this pipe here, it's not mamayit, it does not take away the shear of the kishferes hanoid. Mishneches. Mitairim es hamikvois ho'elyon min ha'tachton v'horochok min ha'korov. You could be mitair means make one mikvah tor because it touches another mikvah. Let's say one mikvah is made out of mayim shuvim, the water is possible there. So if you have it connected to a kosher mikvah, the kosher mikvah makes the other mikvah tor also. So here the Mishnah says ho'elyon min ha'tachton. Let's say it's on down a mountain and there's a mikvah on top and a mikvah on the way down. Or else we harochik min hakorov, even on a level ground, but one mikvah is far away from the other mikvah. Still, you could be mitayer one from the other. Ketzad, how do we do this? Mevi silon, bring a long pipe. Shacheres, and there's a kli, it's not makabutumah. Shacheres, nursely kli, oishel ever, that's made out of lead. Or maniach yodoi tachtov, like leave your hands underneath the pipe, that the water does not flow through. Achu mismale mayim, like connected from the top water, let the water run down the pipe,
but hold your hands on the bottom side of the pipe. Then let the pipe like be attached to the bottom mikvah. And if the water is flowing through, even if the waters that touch are only kesara, afilu kesara, only a hair, a height of water, just the height of a water, that's what's inside this pipe connecting one mikvah to another mikvah, daya, that's enough. As long as the pipe that's connecting it is mistamas tevikish feras anoid, has to be wide enough that two fingers can go through it. Then, even though the amount of water inside that's actually connecting the two mikvahs, it's only the size of a sara, still it's okay. It's metaya one mikvah from the other mikvah. What about hoya be'eldiyo in aboyim so? Let's say the top mikvah has aboyim so. Over tachton, but on the bottom mikvah, en kulum, there's no water in the bottom mikvah right now. So you want to be able to get kosher water into the bottom mikvah. So the yetzer is memale ba'kosei v'noisen le'elyon. You're allowed to fetch water, even though you're fetching it in a kli, so that water becomes mayim shuvim, and throw it into the top mikvah. Now, since the top mikvah has already aboyim so, the top mikvah stays kosher. Now, when the top mikvah overflows into the bottom mikvah, the bottom mikvah also becomes tor. Achier de la tachton aboyim so, until the water from the top mikvah flows down into the bottom mikvah, that's the way to have kosher mikvah in the kosher water in the bottom mikvah. Now, Mishnah test. Koisel shebein shtei mikvois shenistak l'shesi. Let's say you have two mikvois, one next to another, and there's a wall in between them. Now, in this wall, there's a little crack. L'shesi means according to the length, the height, the length, the height of the wall. So mitztaref. Then we say it's mitztaref that even if each mikvah by itself had less than a boim so. But now we consider it like one big mitzvah, one big mikvah, therefore it's Torah. What about the orif? Let's say the crack was along the width of the mikvah of the wall. Then in mitzvah, then that crack does not make it like a tzirif, as if the two mikvahs are connected. Lest there's a hole there in one place, the size again of shferos hanoid, that two fingers can make it through. Then that's a connecting between two mikvahs. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, Chilaf HaDvorim, just the opposite. That if the crack is lengthwise, then it's not mitzaref. But if it's the width, then it is mitzaref. You know, that's the biggest svara to say it's going to remain cracked and it'll be like connected. What about Nifritzu Zeh B'Toich Zeh? Let's say on top of the wall, there's a hole there, it's cracked in. Al Rum Keklipas Hashum. That the two waters are touching on top of the wall now, just the size, the height of the Klipas Hashum. The shell around the garlic, and that's a very small amount of water. Now this height of water is the width of the kishferes hanoid. If this crack on top where the two waters could meet is the width of two fingers, and it's the height of a shell of the shum, of the garlic, that's enough to make it serif. Here, since the waters are touching on top of the wall, here you do not need a shar sanoid going around completely. Here it's enough that on top is keklipas hashum. Mishnah Yud. Ha'ovik sheva merchatz. Ha'ovik, that's a kli, that's like an outlet, like a pot. Sheva merchatz, like you have a mikveh now, like a bathtub, inside the merchatz. And on the bottom of this bathtub, you have like a kli, like a pot, that holds the water up and lets the water out. So it's like this, Bizman Shu Ben Tzif, this pot is in the middle of the bath, Poisel. Then the water is Poisel, because the Kli is called like a Kli, that has a Shem Mayim Shuvim, the water in it. And since it's in the middle, on the bottom, all the water that comes in there is called Mayim Shuvim, so it's Poisel. What about Min Hatzad, the place where you leave this pot, is on the side of this bath, not in the middle of it. Then Ein Poisel, then it does not make the Mikvah Poisel. Bivnei Shu K'mikvah Samach L'mikvah. Because there's one mikvah next to another mikvah, even though one is posel, the other one makes it kosher. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is what Rabbi Meir says. V'chacham moim v'chacham say though, im mikabeles o'am batya, revius, if this bath could accept the revius of mayim ksherim, ad shalo yigi liyovik, before the water goes near this pot, then kosher. Once you have revius of mayim terim in the mikvah, not like midiraisa has a shei mikvah on it, because once you have a revius of water, you could be teivel kelim in it midiraisa. So once you have that shear, it remains kosher.
V'yimlav, if you would not have a revius of water toirim, there first, then posel. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadik Omer, it depends. In the Kabbalah Ovik, a kol shu, posel. Even if this pot only receives a little bit of water, it also makes it posel. Concealed, the water in the pot is like mayim shuvim, and it's still like the mayim shuvim is in the mikveh before you have aboyim. So, therefore the mikveh remains posel. The Mishnah Yud Aleph, Hamataheres Sheba Merchatz. That's like water pipes of a merchatz. So, Hatachtoina Malaya Shuvim. The bottom one is full of Mayim Shuvim. Vel Yoina, the top one, Malayim Kshera, is full of kosher water. So it depends. And there's a pipe connecting the two of them. Simyesh Kenegra Nekra Shlosh Lugim. If Kenegra, this pipe, is three Lugim of Mayim Shuvim, then Posel. Now, Kamiyeh Benekav, how wide is the neck of Yibay Shlosh Lugim, that the big Gimel Lugim of water? Echod Misholosh Meyes Vyesrim Labrecha. That's 1/300. And the 20th of this water pipe. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, that's the Rabbi Yosi Shita. For Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says, Afilu atachtoino malei ksherim, even if the bottom one is full of water that's kosher, v'hel yoina malei yeshuvim, and the top one is full of mayim shuvim, v'yesh b'tzara nekev shleish lugim kosher, and there's kenega the opening of this water pipe, three lugim, then it is kosher. Shlei omru elo shleish lugim shenoflu. We only say the psul of mayim shuvim if it fell into the mikvah. But here it didn't fall into the mikvah, therefore one will be metayer the other mikvah, and both mikvahs will be kosher because of this connecting pipe, which connects the top one, which is kosher, to the bottom one, which is psul. All right, we'll stop here.